USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Football League has confirmed player, coach, and Hall of Famer John Madden died Tuesday morning at the age of 8.
Anyway, here's how you slice it. See, a lot of people don't know. You have to slice it down the middle. See, and then you slice it across this way. Because what it is, it's a deboned chicken stuffed in a deboned duck stuffed in a deboned turkey with dressing between the chicken and the duck and the duck and the turkey.
John Madden from an Eagles 49ers Monday Night Football game back in 2002. We have another sad death to report. Former Nevada Senator and Senate Majority Leader Democrat Harry Reid also died on Tuesday at the age of 82. He had a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Returning unwanted gifts this holiday season is becoming so expensive for retailers that they might just let customers keep the products and issue refunds anyway. Check with your provider. USA Radio News.
Take some of the worry out of winter driving. No one wants to get stuck. Discover Track Grabber. Long the extreme traction secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, Track Grabber keeps law enforcement from getting stuck. The Department of Justice uses Track Grabber. So does the South Dakota Highway Patrol. And many more. Now, Track Grabber's extreme traction is available to keep you from getting stuck. Skip the stuck. Put a set in all your vehicles. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as jumping. Cables. Be the hero this holiday. Give the gift of rescue. Track Grabber Extreme Traction is lightweight, easy to use and store, safe and very effective. Get all the details at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. Go now. Supplies are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Be a hero. Give the gift of rescue. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Let's get a COVID update with Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
The Biden administration remains under fire for COVID-19 testing shortages and long lines at COVID testing sites. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox News and criticizes the White House's strategy to curb the pandemic.
They ginned up the sense of needing a test. Everybody needs to get tested, and then they didn't make sure that you could receive those tests.
As part of the Biden administration's plans to combat the spread of the highly contagious Omicron variant, the White House will order 500 million at-home rapid tests that Americans can obtain for free. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, on Tuesday said it's actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Candidate Biden 1 year ago.
I'll put in place a plan to deal with this pandemic responsibly. I've already done it. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
President Trump in April of 2020.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
President Biden this week.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
As President Biden pulls back from his campaign promise, some in Washington are saying Biden should look to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as the business model of how to proceed against the pandemic. Kentucky Republican Representative James Comer on Newsmax last night.
I think Ron DeSantis should be the business model for how Joe Biden should proceed. Joe Biden should have a New Year's resolution, and that's to try to change everything he's done with respect to COVID to make it more look more like what Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis have done with respect to COVID. He should fire Dr. Fauci, and he should try to get someone in there to work with his administration to have a consistent message moving forward. And the message should be that the states should have their own unique plan. The federal government will assist the states, but we have to learn to live with this. We cannot continue to have forced shutdowns.
National Football League legend John Madden died Tuesday morning at the age of 85. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.